Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Windows. Get a free estimate and take advantage of their spring sale. Kramer Siding and Windows.
The Pope takes action. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, putting in new requirements at the Vatican to further crack down on pedophile priests. Fox's Simon Owen, monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Catholic Church has been instructing churches around the world to establish rigorous policies for protecting children, but it's never had a unified law for its own headquarters. That changes today with the Pope issuing new Vatican legislation that says staff will be legally required to report allegations of sex crimes to police. Any employee convicted of abusing a child will be dismissed, and there'll be more screening for potential new hires. The law will take effect on June 1st. Dave?
Simon, another big Trump rally. The president was in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The collusion delusion is over.
Again, claiming the Mueller report was complete vindication, total exoneration, saying it was a hoax by Democrats, calling them sick people and singling out
little pencil neck Adam Schiff.
Now, Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee are demanding Schiff resign as chairman for still insisting there was Russia-Trump campaign collusion.
I don't think it's okay that during a presidential campaign, Mr. Trump sought the Kremlin's help to consummate a real estate deal in Moscow that would make him a fortune.
Now, Schiff and Democrats demand to see the full Mueller report to see evidence the special counsel considered on obstruction of justice, not concluding there was or wasn't a crime. Now, before he went to Michigan, the president ended controversy over the Special Olympics.
The Special Olympics will be funded. I just told my people.
This is after Education Secretary Betsy DeVos came under fire, calling for a nearly $18 million Special Olympics funding cut in the Trump administration's budget proposal. In Chicago, they've ordered Jussie Smollett to pay $130,000 to cover the cost of the investigation into the hate crime he claims he was a victim of. Police and the mayor have called it a hoax, but Smollett says he was exonerated when all charges were dropped. This is Fox News.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word food to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text food to 246810. That's food to 246810. Food to 246810.
There's another report pointing a finger at Boeing anti-stall software in this month's deadly plane crash in Ethiopia, rather. The Wall Street Journal reports officials investigating have a preliminary conclusion that it activated before the plane nosedived. Boeing's being sued over it.
The lawsuit filed in Chicago federal court comes in the wake of the Ethiopian Air crash and the Lion Air accident 5 months earlier. Both involved Boeing's 737 MAX 8 planes, which have now been grounded in many countries, including the U.S. The complaint is faulting Boeing, saying the flight control mechanism was defectively designed and that no warnings about the issue were given. Boeing said yesterday it has reprogrammed systems on the MAX 8 planes to not trigger an anti-stall warning. Boeing has not directly responded to this lawsuit. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There's a prisoner who woke up on death row in Texas this morning, living on newly borrowed time.
57-year-old Patrick Murphy faces a lethal injection for the murder of a suburban Dallas police officer. Murphy was a member of the Texas 7 gang of escaped prison inmates who robbed a sporting goods store of guns and ammunition on Christmas Eve 2000. His attorneys say Murphy should be spared because he never fired a shot, but rather served as a lookout in a car parked outside the store.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. Murphy did not get that scheduled lethal injection last night. The U.S. Supreme Court stopped it on religious grounds. Murphy had become a Buddhist in prison, asked that his spiritual advisor be with him in his death chamber, but the state had said no. Four more teams advance in the NCAA tournament.
Booty on the run at the right side of Moretti. Moretti, stop and pop a right wing three. Got it.
Texas Tech routed Michigan 63-44 on Westwood One NCAA radio, advancing to the Elite Eight for the second year in a row. Virginia, Gonzaga, and Purdue also moved on, and there will be four more college basketball games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been convicted of second-degree murder in a shooting from about a year ago. Sentencing was set for May 9th for 40-year-old Cornelius Freeman, who claimed Michael Moncler White was about to shoot him, so he fired wildly as White reached into Freeman's vehicle. The shooting happened in the 1300 block of Sunset Drive. White died from a single gunshot wound. Freeman faces no more than 30 years behind bars. An 18-year-old man has been charged in connection to a robbery in the 100 block of North Gregory Street in Urbana. Kevin Beasley Jr. was arrested by University of Illinois police for the incident on March 7th. Police said a student flagged down officers on March 7th to say he had been pushed to the ground and held at gunpoint while three suspects took his phone and money. Police are still looking for the other two suspects. Beasley is charged with aggravated robbery, which comes with a penalty of 4 to 15 years behind bars. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. It looks like it could be a little rainy. Well, as I look at the temperatures, you got to like them.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we're
at 53.
But rainy this weekend, eh?
Yeah, at least today, especially throughout the day. We've got a high 55 expected, 39 our low tonight. Showers tomorrow with a high 43, low 24. But sunshine Sunday, high 44, low 27. Right now we're at 53, ESPN 93.5.
All right, again, made it to Friday. Don't think you're getting out of your Monday with me, Professor. How are you?
Professor Alan Sack.
Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
I don't think you're getting out of your Monday visit just because you're on Friday with me, too.
Oh, it's great.
It's Professor Alan Sachs.
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
Our good friend from the University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. Okay, boy, there's so much going on. Last night in Michigan, the president, it was pretty exuberant and pretty rowdy in Grand Rapids. What'd you think?
It was, if his estimate of the crowd is correct, it was a big crowd. He said there were 25,000 people outside, and inside it was packed with thousands more. And it was a pretty rowdy crowd, and it's exactly what he wants to have. In fact, I kept thinking, somebody asked me one time, where do you think President Trump should do now after he was given a real, real good Mueller report? And I said, take it on the road, and that's where he's good. So he took my advice and took it on the road.
Okay, so this House Intelligence Committee Chair, Adam Schiff, who said all along he had substantial evidence, there's going to be problems with the Mueller report, nothing happened. The Republicans are asking Chairman Schiff to step down. He will not do that. What's your read on that?
It was pretty tense. I saw excerpts of the committee meeting yesterday, and the Republicans finally look like they have some spine. Many of the Republicans read reports saying, we urge you to step down. Not urge you, we demand that you step down. And Chairman Schiff was equally adamant and said, I'm not going to, and was really, really bellicose about that. Then they interviewed Nancy Pelosi, who could remove him as chairperson if she wants to. And she said, I like what he's doing. I'm paraphrasing. So it's stalemated. I think the Republicans, though, have got their spine up about Mr. Schiff, and in many ways, that's all to the good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where do we go from here? I mean, it's full-on 2020 presidential campaign, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to see this played out for the next year and a half. There's no question about it. Yesterday, President Trump mentioned Ed Schiff. He called him Pencil Neck.
I love
that. Yeah. He gives everybody a nickname.
Yeah.
So Ed Schiff is now Pencil Neck. And I don't know if a lot of people know exactly what he's talking about, because I'm not sure how many people follow this. But it was interesting. And we're going to see him attacking Mr. Schiff more and more, I think.
And it's only just beginning. Always a pleasure. I shall call you Monday, my friend. Thank you for your time.
Betty, I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas Arlington.
Uh-huh.
Usually our Monday guest, popped him on one more time this week. 7-Eleven, ESPN 93.5. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi actually called the Republicans a name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that?
I'll get that to you.
Okay, good.
Stand by. I mean, it just like, what?
What?
What? Stand by. You can't miss this.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are
out with our sports headlines at 7:16.
And before he goes on into work, Seth and Matt Toon greeted me yesterday with a big smile and hug. And we saw Dylan Scott together at City Center. He had picked Oregon to go on. Mm. And I'm sorry to report, Virginia came out on top.
53-49. Close game. Good game. Really good.
Thanks for listening. We had Purdue over Tennessee, so I'm out on my bracket on that side. Texas Tech moves on.
That's my new champ.
Yes. Beating Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, everybody switches up their brackets.
Yeah, mine was too boring, so I said Texas Tech to win it all.
Okay.
They pounded Michigan, though.
That's right.
Man.
63-44.
Yeah.
Gonzaga over Florida State. So at least that
You're
part
there.
Of my bracket
That's
is still alive,
yeah.
But whatever. 72-58 was the final there. Let's move on to opening day in baseball. We had the Cubs winning 12-4. Over Texas Rangers. They'll be in action tomorrow night on US 105.9. Big hits from Javier Baez. Milwaukee beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4. And we've got your Redbird recap now.
The Cardinals opened the season with a bang with a three-run second inning. A two-run shot for Colton Wong, followed by a Harrison Bader home run. Mike Moustakas homered in the second off Miles Michaelis. Then Christian Yelich hit a three-run shot in the third. Jalees Chacin, the winning pitcher, hit a home run in the fifth. Colton Wong homered in the seventh inning to make it the one-run score, 5-4. The Cardinals were down to the last out as Josh Hader had retired five in a row, striking out four, as Jose Martinez was batting for Colton Wong. 1-0 the count. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep right center field to the track, to the wall. And it is caught by Kane at the top of the wall. And the Brewers hang on to win 5-4, even though Jose Martinez gave one a ride, ending the game on a fine catch by Lorenzo Cain. Chacin the winner, Michaelis the loser, Hader with the save. It's Jack Flaherty against Freddie Peralta tonight. We're on the air at 6:15 with the pregame show. I'm John Rooney.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including two weekend series with the Cubs, a long awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways and five bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
And speaking of baseball, we have Illinois and Iowa today at 4, and Nebraska firing Tim Miles is something I forgot to hit yesterday. Seven seasons, 116 and 114, so you probably heard about that.
Yeah, it happened a number of days ago, but they're looking at Fred Hoiberg, former Iowa State and Bear. Bull coach. Fred Hoiberg, I bet, will be the next Nebraska coach. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at WattsCompany.com.
Boy, we've got some fog and misty conditions now. There is a chance of rain into the day and into tomorrow. High 55 today, down to 39. And 43 the high, with showers expected tomorrow, down to around 24, with some clearing out by Saturday night. Sunshine on Sunday, high 42 expected. We're currently at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
We'll check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. What did Nancy Pelosi call the Republicans? Stand by, it's next. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, AstraZeneca is buying the rights to a new cancer treatment. It is paying up to $6.9 billion to Japan's Daiichi Sankyo. The treatment involves a cancer-targeting antibody and a toxic drug. The idea is to target and destroy cancer cells while leaving healthy tissue alone. Cheap chic chain H&M is reporting a stronger holiday quarter. Its sales improved. Its earnings were weaker, but that's because it's spending on updating its business and online operations. Fiat Chrysler is cutting jobs in Canada. It is eliminating a shift at its Windsor, Ontario assembly plant because the minivans it makes there are no longer strong sellers. The change is expected by the end of September. The Dow was up 91 yesterday. NASDAQ added 25. S&P up 10. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
To apply for Busey CRA Scholarship, you go to Busey.com, search Community Reinvestment Act Scholarship, and you can get the process started. For young learners, participate in Busey's Money Smart Youth Program, providing kids with financial tools for a successful financial future. Fulfilling dreams since 1868. Man, that's a long time ago. What was the drive-thru like? Yeah, I'll take a deposit slip, please. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? They just weren't able to get the microphone working in 1868 on that. Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise from its Money Smart Youth Program to Community Reinvestment Act Scholarships. It's Busey. Busey.com to explore both programs, Money Smart and the CRA Scholarship, only from your friends at Busey.
We've got friends with the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Clinic out and about this morning, and that's a big deal in our area.
Lovie Smith will be on with Jeremy Warner, I think 10 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by for Lovie, the head football coach at the University of Illinois. Nancy Pelosi speaking regarding Adam Schiff, the intelligence chair, House Intelligence Committee, who sees all the secrets. This chairman has been saying for 2 years where they've got him. They've just got the evidence, absolutely got. They didn't.
Right.
So they say step down. The Republicans are trying to get him stepped down. Of course, he will not. And then Nancy Pelosi, I thought, crossed the line. I mean, wow.
So what is the president afraid of? Is he afraid of the truth that he would go after a member, a chairman of a committee, a respected chairman of a committee in the Congress? I think they're just scaredy cats.
What?
Scaredy cats?
Yeah. What did you say?
I think they're just scaredy cats.
You said what? Say it again.
I think they're just scaredy cats.
Okay.
How dare you?
That's so low. Scaredy cats? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? This reminds me of the Christmas story.
I tripled Darth Darius.
Schwartz created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right.
Triple dog dare to put your tongue on the pole. Anyway, Scaredy Cats was digging deep by the Speaker of the House. Just couldn't believe it.
Okay.
7:26. We're going to talk with Lee Richardson, who's a licensed professional counselor. I'm reticent to talk to her about this issue, but I think you should know. It's one of those, you got to be kidding. And you know there are things on YouTube that shouldn't be on YouTube.
I know that.
But children have access to all that.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there are tips on how to kill yourself.
No.
I mean, you ought to beware.
Okay.
So, Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor, how to deal with this. We'll do that coming up in a moment. 7:27. It is Friday. It is March 29. April is Monday. Where'd the first quarter go?
I know it.
Where'd the first quarter go? It's just gone so fast. We'll be back in a moment.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump declaring
the collusion delusion is over
at a rally last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, blasting Democrats and cheering results of the Mueller report, which Attorney General William Barr says showed no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Some Democrats questioning Barr's summary.
We have to see the facts. We have to see what the report is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Chicago Police Union planning to hold a rally against Cook County Prosecutor Kim Fox in wake of charges dropped against actor Jussie Smollett. Fox had said she'd recuse herself in the case.
Our office says in part, although we use the term recuse as it relates to state attorney Fox's involvement in this matter, it was a colloquial use of the term rather than in its legal sense.
Fox's Todd Pyro, Chicago official sending Smollett $100,000 bill.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new Target is coming to the area. The News Gazette says a new Target is set to open next year at the base of the new hub on campus high rise that's going in the southeast corner of 6th and Green Streets in Campus Town. It appears the store will use part of the building's first two floors. The high rise is set to open in August of 2020. The new Target store is set to be about 17,000 square feet. Sentencing is set for May 2nd for a Champaign man found guilty of molesting a friend's daughter. 43-year-old Curtis Hairston was convicted by a jury of one count of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. He faces 60 years in prison. The jury found Hairston not guilty of a charge involving the same victim. Another Illinois state trooper has died after being hit outside a squad car. 34-year-old Brooke Jones Story was on the shoulder of U.S. Highway 20 in northern Illinois when a semi-trailer veered off the road and hit her and her car. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Homeowner, taxpayer, university employee, and a townie. Those words describe Councilman Matthew Gladney. He knows Champaign. He grew up here. He understands the need to improve and maintain neighborhoods and the infrastructure in Champaign. Over the past 4 years, Gladney has worked with our public safety network to face gun problems. As a homeowner and taxpayer in the community, Matthew Gladney understands the financial realities facing many of the people in our community. Support and vote for Councilman Matthew Gladney on Tuesday, April 2nd.
My name is Jill Gengler, and I'm happy to support Matthew Gladney for Champaign City Council. Matthew is kind, honest, fair, and frankly unflappable. He cares deeply for the city of Champaign and for his fellow citizens.
Hi, I'm Councilmember Matthew Gladney, asking for your vote April 2nd. I've been endorsed by Champaign Firefighters Local 1260, Champaign County's Business Empowered PAC, a number of Champaign business owners, the Champaign County AFL-CIO, my fellow colleagues on the City Council, and Illinois State Senator Scott Bennett. Please vote for me on April 2nd.
Paid for by friends of Matthew Gladney.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Reports out that three teams have already made overtures for Josh Rosen from the Arizona Cardinals. Those teams are the Los Angeles Chargers, the New York Giants, and the New England Patriots. And one of those teams reportedly has laid a second-round pick on the table. It's going to cost a first. Quarterback inflation, three teams at the bargaining table, it's going to happen. A second's not going to do it. A first is going to be needed to get it done. But if you need one other reason why that's the case, why it's going to end up costing a first-round pick to get Josh Rosen, I give you this. If Bill Belichick is in, you need to be in. If Bill Belichick is out, maybe you should be out. If Bill Belichick likes Josh Rosen, more teams need to be in. And that's going to end up driving that price up to a first round pick for Josh Rosen. You can put that in the books.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location. Diane Ducey with the weather.
Yeah, we've got a high 55 expected today. 39 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 70%. Foggy and misty right now. Morning showers, especially tomorrow, with a high 43 expected. 24 in the evening. Sunshine Sunday with a high 42. 51 on Monday. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Right now, the temperature's at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
A pediatrician made a disturbing discovery. Videos targeting children on YouTube and YouTube Kids that include tips on how to take your own life. What is this? Licensed professional counselor, founder of the Brain Performance Center, Lee Richardson, this is not acceptable. What do we do about that?
Well, we need to do something, that's for sure. You know, and this isn't the first time. This has been going on for a while on the Internet. And I think that we have a responsibility as parents to be sure that our children know there's bad stuff out there. And if you see something and you don't think it looks right, tell me.
Can't YouTube do some sort of editing? I mean, you can't tell me how to make a bomb, or can I still learn that too?
Well, I think YouTube does try to do some sort of editing. They ask people to report, and they do some monitoring. But you would think that they, with all we have with technology, you would think that they would be able to detect anytime somebody hacks into the system. But apparently that they don't.
Yeah, it got too big. You just got too big. They can't watch all the corners of their business, I guess. Well, it was disturbing, but I thought it needed some airtime. What is the Brain Performance Center, Lee, again?
We work on creating regulation in the brain. And, you know, dysregulation can be ADHD, anxiety, depression. And we do that we don't use medication. We use neurofeedback, biofeedback, and cognitive behavioral therapy.
How do people find you, Lee?
Well, you can find me online, the old-fashioned website, the Brain Performance Center. on Facebook, on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. If anybody would like to know more, give us a call. 817-500-4863.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, Lee.
Thank you.
L-E-I-G-H Richardson, founder of the Brain Performance Center. I can't believe what just walked into my studio.
Right.
I can't believe what just walked into my studio. Stand by.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm in your speakers today to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda Accord with 1.9% APR financing on select 2019 models. Named Car and Driver's America's Best Sedan. Hurry into your local Honda dealer for the Dream Garage Spring Event happening now.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? It's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda Civic with 2.9% APR financing on select 2019 models and a 5-star performance rating from Car and Driver.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Type R, 5-star performance rating from Car and Driver.
You've got dreams, goals, plans that are uniquely you. That's why your choice of financial planner matters. A certified financial planner professional is trained to provide a complete financial plan for today and tomorrow. And a CFP professional is committed to financial planning in your best interest, giving you peace of mind. So whether you're working on a comfortable future plan for retirement, a college fund plan for your kids, or a carefree 50th plan for your birthday, it's possible with a CFP professional. Find yours today at letsmakeaplan.org.
Have you taken advantage of earning $250 from the U of I Community Credit Union? You still have time. Spring is around the corner. Think of all the things you can do with an extra $250. Take a family road trip, improve your landscaping, or just save it for a rainy day. Open a new checking account and get $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. This offer won't be around for long, so take advantage today. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Visit uofiCreditUnion.org or stop into one of our branches in Champaign or Urbana to learn more. It's $250 more than you had when you joined the U of I Credit Union family. The possibilities are endless when you bank with us.
Round number birthday coming up.
Yes, you do.
And it, so when I said, you know, mom called me to come see something in Philo, and there was my sister, Mary Diane, I said, isn't that nice? And then, lo and behold, into the studio walks my two brothers.
Yes.
Brother Johnny and Brother Greggy. Greg, Greg's been on the air. People still ask me about you and Mabel's. I mean, have you ever, get closer to the microphone. I mean, people still say, is Greg your real? Yeah, Greg's my brother. There's still a lot of people remember you around here.
Well, you know, somebody came up with that Fans of Mabel Facebook, so Mabel's still much alive.
I mean, that was in the 80s?
I mean, yeah. No, it lasted until the 90s, but I left at 86.
Was the Last Gentleman, weren't they a big band back then?
I think there were a few too many people in there a couple nights. I went up there.
Exactly.
It was kind of crowded up there. My brother Greg, my brother John, you guys drove? Do you drive all night, obviously?
No, we just, we got in about 8 o'clock last night.
Oh. So
we wanted to surprise you. Stevie, how
old?
Yeah.
70?
Yeah.
70.
No, but
he's the baby.
60, you know, Dick Finer, our partner, says life begins at 60.
All right.
There you go.
Well, I remember vividly when you called me from Mike Ditka's 60th birthday party. And he was at the Saints.
Yeah, coach.
That's coach right. of the New Orleans Saints back in the day. Uh-huh. And so, I don't know what to say. I mean, Diane said, well, what are we going to do? We have a sales meeting.
Right.
I said, I don't know. Say happy birthday to me. I don't know what
to do. Well, 60 is the new 40.
There you go.
That's right. Okay.
You know, Tommy Stewart, the former Champaign Central football coach, gave me one of the greatest lines about that. He said, there are three stages of life, youth, middle age, and you're looking good.
You're looking good, baby.
I think I've reached the you're looking good phase of things. So I don't even know how to address it, how to handle it. It's a round number. It's a big deal.
I remember when we were kids, Stevie fluked out and beat me in bowling, and Dad came and says, "My little Stevie beat Johnny." Oh. And I was pretty hot.
Yeah, that was.
He'd
that
just
was
be saying, "My little Stevie turned 60."
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, right. That bowling story, I honestly did not want to win that match, and I beat him 163 to 162. And then my dad did say that, and Johnny, very competitive. And so he took his bowling ball, went in the basement of the Union, locked it in a locker, went upstairs and threw the key in the snow.
I was a little high-headed.
I see.
I went and drug the key out of the drift.
You did.
And he still has it.
He was a good sport. He really was.
I really...
Still is.
I really was. And then, of course, it didn't help when Davey McCormick was there, too.
Well, we had witnesses.
We had witnesses that were also teasing Johnny, and that wasn't a good idea.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
No, I'm very blessed and thankful and appreciate my family and all my good friends and all the people around me. So
there's some good times in Philo, that's for sure.
Well,
the whole family went to India in that chapter of life?
We lived in India. We were there for about, I guess, a year.
Sure makes you more grateful about our American life here, too, doesn't it?
Well, Greg was 16 and Johnny was 14, and you guys were on your own. Essentially,
he practically spoke Hindi, and he rode the third-class train.
Well, I don't know. You told him that's where the center of the universe came from. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. You boys, we were at the Ganges River, and Johnny were saying, "Hey, wait a minute. This is the center of the universe. If we dig through the earth, we come out in final."
That's right.
That's what we figured.
Okay.
I mean, there was no calculations.
It was a bit of a disappointment what we found there.
So it was really.
You remember that?
And then it was just this little thing, right?
It's like a phone booth on the banks of the Ganges
River in India.
Except it wasn't a phone.
Yeah. No, it was just you standing there, and the monkeys were running around, and that was it.
Well, got back, and then I got on the radio in 1979 and said, "Philo's the center of the universe," and then that whole thing, Thelma Malone painted it on the water tower.
That's right.
But if you took a rod straight through that, it does come out.
Right,
we figured
Philo.
It out.
Right.
John and I carefully.
Well, it's plus or minus 3,000 miles.
But close.
In the center of the universe.
Yeah. And we figured that's why when I say Tolono's a suburb, it's
whatever.
A natural suburb. Absolutely. No, I think it's great.
It's within the 3,000 miles.
It's within 3,000 mile radius. That's right. So we've had a lot of fun. So my birthday's Tuesday, and again, it's just weird. I don't, I'm happy, but I don't really need any attention or anything.
What happens at 60.
Is that what happens at 60? All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys for coming.
Well, Steve,
in.
You're looking good.
Exactly. You're looking good.
That's where I am. Oh man, I tell people I used to have muscles and hair. And I look on this YouTube channel we have every day, it's just an unflattering position of the camera.
It is.
It looks right down on the top of my head.
It does.
That's not fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will be back in a moment. Brother Johnny and Brother Greg, always a pleasure and an honor. I don't know if you've ever, Greg, I think I've called you once or twice. But not
once.
Not very often. Mm-hmm. Greg's got a lot of stuff. It's fun.
Right.
And a lot of people, whenever they ask me about you, remember you quite fondly. So it's...
Well, that's surprising.
Well, Stevie, we're glad you were born.
Thank you, Johnny, and love you guys. Thanks so much for coming in. It's Tuesday's the day, but thank you for being here. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. 7:49. We're back in a moment. .com. Well, Honda BMW, it is the end of the month, so what do you do? You go in.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you could just sit at your desk and buy a Honda or BMW with express purchase.
Yes. DriveChampagne.com.
What? Go to drivechampagne.com, click on whatever vehicle you want to take a look at, the Hondas, the BMWs, the pre-owned, whatever you're looking at. And then on the right-hand side, once you go into those vehicles, it'll say express purchase, and you go, you bought a car. They'll deliver it.
Pretty neat.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning. It's the first dealership, I think, in the entire state, maybe. Anyway, not very many are doing this. There's like a couple in the nation. This is really cool, cutting edge. Check it out. Go to drivechampagne.com. Again, click whatever vehicles you want to look at, the Hondas, boom, right-hand side, express purchase, and you can get it going. Honda BMW, oh, you can go into their award-winning dealership, which is really, really fun because they're great. Off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. Here we go with our weather.
We've got some showers in the forecast, Stevie. Today's high 55, 39 hour low tonight. Showers in the forecast tomorrow, especially early with a high 43 expected. 24 in the evening as we have some clearing out going on. Make way for sunshine Sunday and a high 42. Up to 52 with sunshine Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday with a high near 60. That's April 2nd. That's a nice looking forecast for the big 6-0.
All right.
Now the temperature's at 53. ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to check our news from Fox at the top of the hour. The Cardinals lose. Mm-hmm. The Cubbies win.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the Cardinals are better, and I do think they have a chance to win the Central. The Cubs in Milwaukee are really good. And it's going to be really interesting between the Cubs and Milwaukee. And I think the Cardinals might be a click below that, but within reach of stuff happening, extra great performances, great seasons. I think the Cardinals have a chance to challenge. Cubbies on with the Texas Rangers on US 105.9 tonight.
No, they got a game tomorrow. It's the...
They took the day off after that 12-run explosion?
Yes, yes. St. Louis Cardinals in action at 7:10 tonight here. Against Milwaukee.
Okay, we'll have the Cardinal game here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs on US 105.9 tomorrow night. Okay.
Jake Flaherty will be on the mound for our Cardinals and Freddie Peralta for Brewers.
Jack Flaherty, one of the bright stars in baseball. He's a really good pitcher. Okay, we're going to check our news from Fox coming up more in the next hour. It's Friday, ESPN 93.5, 5 till 8. At ABC.